Proclamation number 3304 of 23rd of October, 1944. Mission of God's servants according to ability. Love life. The way you should be active will be made known to you as soon as your mission begins, and then don't hesitate to follow the inner voice, the voice of the heart, which will urge you to speak and act in this or that way. For you are guided by divine will, and you need only devote yourselves to it with complete faith, then your will also strive towards the same. You will act according to your will and yet carry out God's will. Then you will only be God's instruments and able to administer your office on earth. For God places you in the place where you can work most successfully. And everyone who wants to be of service to him will be used according to his ability, and he shall now work as his heart dictates. But everything should serve the spreading of the divine word. The more people take notice of the pure word of God, which guides his love itself to earth, the sooner they will penetrate the truth and the safer they can be rescued from their spiritual adversity. Without the word of God, however, they cannot penetrate the truth and the adversity on earth cannot come to an end. Spreading the word of God is your most important task which, however, you can carry out in all situations of life, at all times and in all places, for if you are unable to do so with words you can teach it by example, i.e., you can inspire your fellow human beings to imitate you through an unselfish life of love and thus demonstrate the teaching of love to them indeed and likewise achieve success. For as soon as the human being practices love, his thinking will also become bright and come close to the truth. The word of God in its purity only teaches love, and it points out the consequences of a life of love as well as a life without any love. All further knowledge is then the consequence of this required life of love. And therefore your task for the time being is to live in love yourselves in order to also prove to your fellow human beings the blessing of a life of love. The knowledge of pure truth. You will only be able to fulfill your mission if you make the divine commandments your own guideline for your way of life. For his servants must also live out his word, otherwise they are unfit to spread it. Otherwise they merely pass it on as spoken word without any strength. For the power of the Spirit does not animate this word, and thus it cannot bring it to life either. And thus the success of God's servants will always depend on the teacher's ability and willingness to love, and thus the task will also be assigned to him according to his willingness to love as soon as his mission begins. And therefore work on yourselves, make yourselves capable of being eager servants of the Lord, live in love so that you will also be able to teach such, so that you yourselves will receive knowledge as a result of love which you can now impart to your fellow human beings, and strive for strong faith so that you can prove the strength of faith to your fellow human beings. Be active. Strive towards the spiritual kingdom, so that this kingdom will also appear worth striving for to your fellow human beings, so that they will leave the world and turn to the spiritual kingdom, so that you will be successful in your work for the Lord. And leave it up to him what he wants to use you for, leave it up to him what work he assigns to you. For he truly knows best where he can place you so that you will be successfully active. For every willing servant will be joyfully accepted, because they are all needed for the work of the soul, which will only begin on a large scale after God has obviously made himself known, after he has spoken to people through nature. Only then will the important work for his kingdom begin. And then you will have to be eager, for the time you still have until the end is short. And therefore God calls his servants everywhere, and he prepares them. He loosens tongues, he makes hearts communicative, he enlightens the thinking of those who are devoted to him, and he guides people to each other who need strength and reinforcement so that they can draw it from his word, which is directly conveyed from him to earth, which he is blessed with his strength and which therefore will be a source of strength, refreshment and revitalization in the coming adversity. And anyone who hears this word and faithfully receives it into his heart will be strong, remain faithful to God and also victoriously overcome the last battle, the battle against faith. Amen.